When it rains, it doesn't just pour, it perfect pours. This is the perfect pour.
We had a long, dramatic pause that threw me off. Pause. Welcome to the Perfect Four. It's a crapper show.
Hey, yo.
It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks.
Dogs?
Check. I am, yep, dogs. All about dogs and bikes.
Tater tots?
Biking, dogs, tater tots, and occasionally we talk about...
brunch.
Beer. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Later on, we're going to give you some beers to look out for, some beer releases we think you might find interesting.
Yeah.
And well, listeners are going to call us. They're going to leave us voicemails. We're going to play them. We're going to joke. We're going to talk over them. You're barely going to hear them. Don't worry. We'll talk over them just enough to where you won't have to really listen to them.
Taco.
We might have a taco party. Might break out. You never know. Mm. That would be so much fun. And we're going to do some little bit of craft beer news and see what the hell happened this week while we're drinking beer. Before the show started, we like to tailgate for the show. Had a couple beers. As people on the East Coast say, brews.
Brews.
Which is freaking stuff. Like nails on that chalkboard when someone calls it in that
Brewskies.
Term.
Says is that brews. Like pop and soda?
Yeah, kind of, I think.
Yeah.
Back in the Midwest, you'd say pop. Get cool. It pop. Get a pop. I'm going to go down and get a pop. But yeah, someone says brews. Hey, man, let's have some brews. No. Let's
go catch some brews.
No, beer.
What if they said catch?
Called beer.
Catch some brews.
Catch some brews.
Let's go catch some brews.
I don't know. That guy's really wasted.
Yeah.
Let's go catch some brews, man. I think maybe that's a bruise is a term for.
I'm going to make that happen.
Girl.
Whoa.
I don't know. Let's go catch some brews.
Catch some brews.
So during the tailgate, we were drinking a brand new lager from Tioga Sequoia Brewing in honor of our new soccer club, Zorro Especial Lager. Zorro! Go!
Where are we?
Brewed on the 6th, or canned on the 16th of this month.
But it says goal.
Oh, it says goal in there. That's what you're showing me. I was like, yeah. I'm trying to look at dates, Matt. You show me a date. I'm like, all right, date's important.
You were saying goal. And yep. Then I showed you the bottom of the can.
The bottom of the can says goal. Not gold, but goal. And it was a great lager. Tastes like a lager is supposed to taste.
It was that.
Lagery.
Yep, lagery.
You know what? None of us have it left in our glass, so it did its job.
Well, yeah.
Very true.
They're not hard to drink. And we also had it from Mammoth Brewing at Yosemite.
Who?
Pale Ale.
Who?
The guys that are on the other side of the Sierra Nevadas.
Hmm.
Life on the other side. What's that like?
Is that...
Somebody from Mammoth, tell
is
us.
Is that difficult street? 'Cause it's not easy street.
No. It's difficult to get over there on that side. You could almost throw a rock over there and hit them, but if you want to drive there, it's going to take you a while. So both excellent beers we started out with. So now that means we need something here. Nobody's going to grab it. I'm going to grab it.
Grab it. Grab it by the husk.
Well, damn it. Oh, love it when we're not set up right, huh?
I love gold.
Are you saying we're not prepared?
I'm super prepared, bro.
Once again, whoa. I like the color.
Oh, next, previewing the color here.
Mm.
From Platform Beer Company, donated to us by Exapero back east, is a Coco Suave Mexican hot chocolate stout.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I was excited, then I was scared, but now I'm excited again.
Like, whoa,
not going to trick me with another black IPA like last week.
Ooh, fresh smells of mint.
This is
I'm just
Ohio.
Trying to, just trying to freak you out.
Well, it's from Ohio.
Mint. I'm okay with mint. I do not like ginger. I do not like banana. Avocado banana. Would be a turnoff if they ever did an avocado beer.
Is this a little spicy? Am I getting spice?
Oh, yeah. That's what the Mexican hot chocolate or Mexican part means.
Okay.
That means there's peppers.
Fuego, sir. Fuego.
Mm. Wow.
I know I that like because this. I live in Fresno.
Fuego.
San wow. Diego.
This is like...
Chili verde.
Yeah.
Is there a chili verde stout?
There's a two-row chocolate malt caramel 120 special carfa. Three flaked barley, galena, and it's crystal hops.
Burning the back of my throat a little
yeast
bit.
Yeast is San Diego. Adjuncts lactose.
Put hair on your nose.
Chocolate, cinnamon, cayenne, and nutmeg. So you're probably getting the cayenne.
Cayenne.
Nice.
And that cayenne. I bet producer Becky would like this one.
Mm, she likes a little heat on her palate.
Well, this is excellent. Fun beer. Interesting beer.
You definitely get that. So the minty note that I was thinking of is the nutmeg. You definitely get that nutmeg in there.
It's got a cool can as well.
A touch of a winter warmer, huh?
Mm. It's got a little light bulb. A
little light bulb, cool. Light bulb. It's got the indie independent beer
Don't
label
tell
on
Bottle
it.
Logic.
Oh, it is a little Bottle Logic-y light bulb.
Or a kilowatt.
Kilowatt. Kilowatt. What the hell is a kilowatt?
What book? 21 kilowatts!
That's not very much.
That's not a lot. We could do that, actually, in this time. Even in the Old West, we probably could do that.
We have solar panels that could do that. I mean, really.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds. Back to the future, nerds.
Yes, nerds, Ogre.
What's going on in the culture? Nick.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Yeah, I know how to evade teachers' eyes when they're looking. Don't pick me. Oh, I'm so good at it.
Don't pick me.
It was so rare when I would get picked. I was so good at it. Like, not knowing.
Not knowing.
Michael?
The guy right there.
Guy.
It's like 6 months into the semester. He's like, that guy right there. Guy, right? Yeah. You're a guy. Yeah. What's the answer? I don't know. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, I always had those people that worked in the front office. Like, if for some reason, like, I had to go there, they'd be like, yeah, I don't know you or your name. They're all, by the way, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
There are people I know by name. That's not good. It's like, all right, cool.
Producer Becky works in the office of my old middle school.
Whoa. And,
she was asking me about, I was like, I don't remember that. I think I went in there one time. I was like, I don't really remember. So, yeah, I was either good or really irrelevant. One of the
In
others.
The class photo, is your photo not available? Is that how stealthy you were?
There's just a blank space. And it was like, it feels like there should be somebody standing there, but there's not.
There's not.
That was me.
Nice.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Or Dorktown, uncomfortable silence.
Ah, yes.
Five. That's Patton.
Four. Three,
now we have to pay Dorktown a little bit.
Damn it.
Cash.
It's all right. Put it on Paul's tab.
All right.
All right. Well, just in case you guys don't talk about this, I'm sure you're excited to hear that hazies are officially.
It's official.
A style as dubbed by, who is it? Is it the
BJCP?
Yeah, there you go. So now you could judge. You can get all judgy.
Yep, it's official.
You can now judge them.
They're like, yep, it's here to stay.
Which makes me think, I think, Mike, you called it. Because you said once they hit the supermarkets, it's real.
Right.
Right? And so they hit supermarkets. And
Sierra
now,
Nevada, it's got the hazy little thing all over in the place now.
Well, you think the guy writing the BJCP guidelines, he was at the store one day and he's like,
son of a bitch.
What's this?
What's this?
Hey,
yep. Dude.
Do we have this category in
I wouldn't surprise me that those old school dudes are like are pretty much like that.
Do we have hazy IPAs in the guidelines?
John, this is a guitar center. We don't have any hazy IPAs.
Nor do we have guidelines.
Nor guidelines. Don't call me about this, John. I'm on a lunch break.
We don't have any hazy beers. All right, I'm going to have to jump on the PA. Attention, Guitar Center shoppers. We don't carry any hazy beer, nor do we carry beer at all, especially not hazy ones.
Is this not Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's is five doors down.
It's your other job, John. It's your other job.
Go sell some fucking flowers, John. Get the hell out of here.
While we got you on the phone, what's the 5-for-1 picks? How much is two of them?
You pay for one pick and you get five, John.
Customer just wants two, please. Two picks.
Give him fucking five and get them out of the store. That's all I want. Old bit reference.
Yes, throwing it back.
Let's whoever's listening to old episodes, shout it out.
They're I was just listening to that bit.
It's relevant again.
Put it back in the portfolio. It's relevant.
So is that make it now? Do you like hazies more now that's officially?
Oh, I'm on board the style. Now. I can't wait to get a hazy.
You're like, oh, it's officially.
Do we have
record.
Any on the table right here? Can we have a hazy right now? I'd really love
it.
If you had a hazy,
ironically,
really
we don't. We got one in the fridge.
We haven't had a hazy yet. We've gone like 10 minutes here,
but
not a hazy beer.
I only could drink gold medal winning hazies. That's my stipulation.
I only drink medal winning hazies.
Did I win a medal? I can't drink it.
I only
if it didn't
drank
win a medal.
Wells. Okay.
All right.
That's not whale status.
For those of you who are moleskin collectors out there.
Yes, I'm interested.
I believe it's Bottle Logic. They released a brewery logoed, brewery label embossed field notes.
Ooh.
Highly sought after collectible field notes.
Does it have the top rings?
Yes.
Is that what I've been seeing on social media?
With a mahogany colored leather
yeah.
cover.
Yeah. That's a field notes? I thought they were just doing that on their own. That's an official field notes.
I don't know if it's official, but they call it
the field notes. Whoa. Bottle Logic's just calling them field notes,
so maybe
but
it
it's
is.
Not a field notes brand.
Maybe it is field notes if it's got the the spiral bound top hinge.
No, but that's not field notes though. Field notes
aren't
I
they
mean,
with strings?
I'm sure they make one like that, but field notes is usually the small pocket size notebooks.
It's got like a book binding on the end, not a spiral bound.
Or like a staple binding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know. I did
notice.
So
you were on
that.
Board, but now you're not.
I did notice. I don't know. I'm just saying if Biologic is saying field notes, but not sponsored, but field notes isn't involved with it.
Yeah. But you know,
we got some copyright issues.
Well, you know, someone's going to have to one up it and get actual moleskin branded brewery swag.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm guessing it's going to be somebody from Oregon. Probably Rogue.
Oh, yeah.
Could you add moleskin to a beer?
Mm. Brewed with real moleskin. No, ooh, you know, Peter would be all over that thing. Are you using moles in your beer? No, not mole. Moleskin.
You mean they don't skin moles?
Actual.
I do want that notebook, though. So, somebody want to give me that notebook.
What, one made of actual moles?
No. Biologics notebook.
I don't think Matt's paying attention to us.
Yeah. It seems like he's paying about as much, a little bit more attention than he does normally. So, I think he's all right. He's doing all right.
I haven't had much to drink this week.
It's hitting quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feeling it, bro.
I got the big game on Saturday, so I'm trying to
get the big game.
Keep the mind sharp.
Ooh. Saturday. It's a get it. It's a get it with the whole city.
It's a get it.
Fresyes Fest. Tioga Sequoia. Fresyes Fest. Starts at 1 o'clock.
That's a safe number.
1 o'clock to 11 p.m., but probably way later.
11 o'clock.
Nope. 11. Hard 11. Hard out.
Hard 11.
10:45. You guys, come on.
Get out of here!
Mm-hmm.
You know what will kill the party quick? What time do the food trucks leave?
Get so, the food trucks out of there.
What we're going to do
is... Shut the bathrooms off.
Ooh, that's a... Oh, man.
No.
When you're drunk and there's no bathroom, you are out of there.
Fuck this.
Fuck
yeah,
this.
Then, yeah, you're out of there, meaning you go to the side of the building.
So. Yeah, but you left the lock. So but
can I lock the gate? Yes. All right.
The permit only goes to 11 o'clock, and the food trucks are on the public access way.
If the city of Fresno is listening.
So what we're going to do is about 10 o'clock, we're going to start sending people, hey, if you want to drink beer till 11, you got to be on our property.
Interesting.
And so then we'll open up the streets. We'll open up the barricades to just public access. So you can still get food. Food trucks can hang out as long as they want here. To. But
assuming they still have food by that time.
Yeah.
They won't.
I don't think Smart and Final is nearly prepared enough for this weekend. Because that's where they all shop there. Don't lie.
All the food trucks, you mean?
Your farm to table is Smart and Final to table.
Smart and Final to table. This is farm to table.
Bought in bulk to table.
Smart and Final.
Yeah.
Does smart that does this now those that I don't know how I don't know how expansive Smart and Final is, but you know it's like a sort of a bulkish grocery store chain, and it's right by there's one right by Tioga. Mm-hmm. Do they have beer in there?
Yes.
What's like what kind of beer? What's the beer situation in there, man?
So they just made it a Smart and Final Extra. So that means they just put in a cold fridge for beer.
Oh, cold
and
cold beer. I didn't think they even kept their milk cold in that.
If it's
Smart and Final, here, just put it on the shelf.
If it's a regular Smart and Final, no. But if it's a Smart and Final something extra or extra or whatever, that's when they have cold storage for beer, which I think Fresno is the last location to not be that, and they just expanded it.
Oh, they're like, we'll get to Fresno when we get to you, okay?
Well, I mean, all the other ones in Fresno, the North Blackstone and West Shaw, and all those were already. I think maybe Clovis isn't, because I think they put one in the old Fresh and Easy. I don't know if that one's a full-size Smart and Final. I don't know why I know this, but anyways.
So what kind of craft beer situations in there?
It's comparable
what
to...
What can I expect?
It's comparable to a Save Mart. You can go in there. You can buy your Shermans, your Sierra Nevadas, your stuff like that.
Similar price.
I used to find Stone there all the time.
Stone, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, Stone is slightly harder to find around town, so maybe...
But it has all your standard offerings as well as your not crafty things.
Yeah, maybe a small in caps worth of craft beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I know. How late's that open over there?
They're usually lining up
an Uber. To
I'm trying to figure out my situation. I mean, if the line's too long at Tioga to get my cans, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go to Smart Final. We'll dig it out.
So I kid you not, there was a guy staying at the Doubletree by Hilton. He was staying at that hotel, and he walked through their parking lot, and he took Mono down to Smart and Final.
He bought
us a 12-pack of Lagunitas IPA, and then he decided to walk Inyo back.
Lagunitas?
This was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And he decided to walk down Inyo back to the hotel. He took a different route for some reason, and he made it to the front of our brewery, and he looks at his 12-pack, and he looks at us, and he walks in, he's like, I feel like a fucking idiot. He was like, I didn't think there was anything open in downtown, so I went to Smart and Final and got a 12-pack for the hotel.
I was just going to get shit-faced in the hotel. Yeah. Like, wait, there's a place I can get shit-faced in public.
And so he's like, I feel ashamed. And I was like, well, dude, well, you could drink here. I'm like, you don't have to still drink that Lagunitas. You can save it for later.
You're like, nope, got to drink it. Sorry. Later, guys.
But that was like the most candid person ever, where he was just like, I feel bad.
That was a good straight up dude right there.
Nice.
What did he do?
No, he came in and he drank.
You can rest your 12 pack here. It's all right.
Yeah. I was like, you don't have to feel dumb. You can drink our beer too, but
Wow. Did he enjoy himself, though?
Yeah, he did.
Was he not aware of Fresno, or was he just, did he, he knew Fresno, he just
it was,
like,
it was there's total, no way anything's open.
It was total businessman. So, you know, he just, he got the hotel in downtown, then he realized what Fresno was like 3 years ago, and which there was nothing. So he didn't even like Google search. He was just like, shit, there's nothing around here.
I'm not even going to bother searching.
So he just walked a smart mile.
Nothing here.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, converted a... Now that guy's going around town. You won't believe Fresno. They've got a smart final and a brewery. Place is crazy.
Well, now it's a different story. Now we got three breweries in downtown.
All kinds of breweries. All kinds. Well, one brewery, one remote tap room, and one soon to be coming brewery.
Soon
oh no, full brew. Circle. I'm sorry. Forgot about full circle.
So you did you forget about full circle? Well,
no. Full circle. Totally remembered. Always remembering full circle. Didn't forget.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Damn it.
Once again.
Bad connections. Misconnections.
Blame the rain.
I saw you on a podcast once. Then you walked away. I said, I tried to say hi, but you kept walking. You were wearing green pants. I don't know why, but those turned me on.
I love gold!
Oh, new beer entering the show. We just had this crazy chocolate Mexican chocolate beer. Now we have a cucumber sour ale from Captain Fatty's. This one was donated to the show by Mike Montoya.
Mike Montoya.
He just can't. Win.
He just can't win.
Going around the table from left to right of your podcast dial, Captain Fatty's.
Ugh.
Whoa. This smells like the skin, cucumber skin.
Elderberries.
Not cucumber, but the skin.
Ugh.
Have it, Nick.
Oh, that's the greatest beer I've ever drank in my life.
It's very
Calypso.
Very
cucumber sour.
Very vegetal.
Are you making up words?
No. I gotta say I like Tioga's cucumber more like way better, bro. Just saying.
Actually, I don't mind the sourness of this.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It's not bad.
It's a refreshing sour.
It's refreshing. Good on a hot summer day.
4.6.
By the way, it's like raining cats and dogs outside, so if you feel like a little rumble in the background, that's what's going on.
Just think of Riders on the Storm.
So, back around 15 minutes later, we're back around to Hazy Beers, our unofficial style.
Yes.
And what else were we talking about?
How about a list of places you probably shouldn't be drinking at, but would be cool if they had stuff on tap?
Oh, church.
Church. How about, I think my favorite one is still the hardware store.
Oh, yeah.
Craft beer bar and hardware store.
Yes. That has to happen.
That has to happen.
How has Portland not figured that one out if they haven't already? Oh, come on, guys.
So how about craft beer and thrift shops?
Yeah.
Taps and thrift shops.
Again, that's super Portland.
Super. Yeah, it's probably.
That's uber Portland. Uber they probably Portland. Have that.
Taps and dry cleaners?
Mm-hmm.
Would you grab a beer while you're waiting for your suit to be pressed?
Yeah. It seems like they would take a while, but they would have to set themselves up differently because they're always like, well, you know, see you tomorrow kind of thing. They would have to be like, we'll do it
5 minutes early. And,
as you wait, yeah, pressing.
When you're on your pickup side, not the drop-off side.
The laundromat would...
that'd be a good one.
Seems like that's been done or it's done. There's a bar with your laundry.
We have one within walking distance from a laundry.
Yeah, the
Spokeezy
doors down from a laundry.
Plenty of people that I'm using air quotes, by the way, do their laundry.
Whoa.
While they're at Spokeasy.
All out of quarters. Guess I'll come back next week. Are hobby shops still a thing? What about Taps and Hobby Shop?
Remember the hobby shop in Fig Garden?
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Remember that? Bob's Hobby?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, like where Patio Cafe is, pretty much, I'm thinking.
Where?
Something in there.
I thought that's where Chipotle is now.
No.
They weren't on the end?
They were on the other end. They were on that, from in my memory.
By the Bellavino.
Anyway. Like more like, yeah, by the Elba Room side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There. By the bocce ball court.
Yeah. There's a bocce ball court back there?
Yeah, nobody ever uses it, but it's still back there.
It's just back, like, public access bocce ball court?
It's, it's supposed to be if you're having brunch at the painted table. What's the chef's table?
The chef's table.
So the other side of Elbow Room, mm-hmm. they have the chef's table, and if you're having brunch there, you can go pay bocce ball.
Oh. I'll have to ask Hillsbills about that. I think she was working there for a little bit.
Bocce ball. Working there. What about Taps and To-Go Chinese food?
Not enough time.
Don't have enough time. No, I would like that because I do a lot of takeout, and when you can get a quick beer in as you're doing takeout, and nobody's the wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, thanks, honey, for going to get dinner. Yeah, it was tough. Tough. It's like, why do you smell like beer?
Is the brandy chicken wings?
Oh, I don't know. That's crazy. Oh, must be in the air in Fresno. Sometimes when the wind's blowing eastward, Fresno kind of smells like a brewery, I guess.
That'd be awesome.
Some damn Tioga. They must be dry hopping.
What if... can we like make suggestions?
Absolutely, yes. Please add.
What about
we got? Because I want to be. I hope we come up with the next big idea.
Okay, authentic dive bar in a mall.
Interesting. So
it's like a store,
uh-huh.
But it's like you walk into an authentic dive bar, and it's like the dive bar experience. But they have craft beer.
And it would be called Authentic Dive Bar.
Authentic Dive Bar.
Like all our dive bars here are called. Bar, left bar, west bar, bar,
under bar,
the bar,
bar,
bottoms up, tops down. Wait, what?
But there's children in a mall though, wandering, and then you have some guy walking. Imagine that in Fashion Fair, some guy just stumble out and just puke right out outside of the bar.
And we just lost about 5 listeners.
Yeah.
Don't look. Look away. Look away, honey. Mommy, what's that guy doing? Told you not to go to the dive bar mall.
Hey, if you could drink in movie theaters.
Why can't you drink
in the mall?
Strip mall.
That's true.
But they'll have the jukebox that has the one like Disturbed song. The rest of it's all kind of rock country.
And only
it's right next to the Panda Express in the food court.
They still only covers of Sublime.
Only not covers of Sublime. Yeah, as made famous by
yes.
And then has a wood floor with wood walls, but it's like obviously worn.
And so there used to be carpet over that wood carpet, floor.
Yeah. Used to be carpet.
Mm-hmm. A lopsided pool table, so all the balls slope to the left.
Yeah. Top hinge on the men's bathroom door is broken, so it doesn't quite close all the way.
Yeah. it's been replaced with saloon doors, so everybody can see in.
Any quality dive bar does not have a level pool table. I mean, come on.
No.
Come on,
no.
It's got to be fucked up.
And, the felt is like an off blue color. It's not even green. Yeah.
One time it was green, but...
Yeah.
They flipped it over to the other side.
Mm-hmm. And 3-year-old Sierra Nevada pails.
And they only have, they have 2 bar stools. That's it. The whole place. The other ones are broken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're kind of stacked in the hallway.
Yeah.
The bathroom hallway.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of like.
Yeah, they're stacked in the hallway that says do not block exit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That exit's always blocked.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We so ring please home. Add to our
list. We ringing home to anybody on that one?
Yeah, they went home all right.
Manchester's Mall. The future of Manchester Mall lies with these ideas.
Authentic dive bar.
Authentic dive bar. Coming in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Complete with sticky floors. Oh, an ice chest.
All the old, all the now unavailable Tioga beers from 3 years ago.
You saying lots of Peak Pilsner is going to
be? Yeah, it's Peak Pilsner on tap. Like, oh, you can still find Peak Pilsner over there at the official dive bar.
The three guys that work there are Jimbo, Steve-O, and Don-ho.
Yep.
Ha ha. Don-ho.
Oh, this is going down quickly.
This is a great episode.
Great.
Just trying to get things wrapped up quick. That's all we're trying to do.
Keep it tight.
Keep it tight. Keep it tight.
We'll move along from there.
All right. We'll keep. If you want a voicemail idea, there you go. If you have a suggestion, a combo,
mm-hmm.
What do you want to combo your craft beer bar with? I mean, number one is Hardware Store right now. Nothing's beat Hardware Store. Yep.
Yeah. Whenever I went to Body in the Bog, it was always guys that were on their way to the grocery store. So if you just put the boots are in the hardware store.
In the grocery store.
You just...
But
there'd be no excuses. Whole Foods
does that already. Not our Whole
just
Foods.
Just not our Whole Foods.
But other Whole Foods have craft beer bars.
Mm-hmm.
Not ours. If you want Trader Joe's, if you want me to go to your new Trader Joe's in town, you have to put a beer bar in there. Otherwise, not gonna do it.
I'm out.
What else, Nick?
That's it.
That is total. Matt, culturally, are there things?
Yes. So the former director of sales for Bell's Brewing made a change up.
Uh-oh.
He is now becoming the national sales director of Ninkasi, the gentleman that goes by Marty Compton. He has more than 10 years in the industry with the Bells Brewing.
Industry.
He was there for the time that they grew into 20 states and over 420,000 barrels. So he's going to help Ninkasi, which I didn't know they were this big. But apparently they have not only 24 sales staff, but he's going to head up 24 sales managers for Ninkasi.
Jesus.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Well, maybe they call them all managers or something.
Maybe.
That seems like excessive amount of managers.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had...
a little top heavy there,
guys. Can you imagine if you had six bosses?
Technically, I do, but I only see two of them, so it's all right.
Yeah. We just want to know if you got that memo.
Yeah, I got the memo.
We'll just go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.
Okay. I don't need another copy. I got the memo. Change the cover of my TBS reports right now.
But, it seems they seem optimistic. I guess they haven't reported official losses or nothing gained as far as the last year, but from what from barrels either sold or produced, they saw that Ninkasi was they declined slightly as far as sales. And then they had planned for about a 10% growth of last year. So I don't know if they're looking to trim some fat like some of the other breweries we've seen most recently, or if they're just going to press forward. And then I wanted to. You okay there?
All right.
All right, cool.
Everything's fine.
There's another brewery joining the 19.2 ounce can nice. Train.
I like this. Tall Boys.
Mm-hmm. Full Sail is releasing their Session and their Cerveza.
Oh.
In the 19.2-ounce cans. Mm.
That Session is a good beer.
And they had those unique little bottles.
Mm-hmm.
They had little stubby bottles.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where they had the Sessions in those, yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool to see that they're also jumping on that train.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. So
look out for those.
Those are my news things.
News things. Da 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 da.
Mikey.
Culture.
Mikey, what about you?
Well, I was just perusing. I always find it interesting. One of the newsletters that we're signed up to is from Brewbound. And they list all the job, basically like a job board for craft beer. There's a cellar worker opening if you want to move to Alpine, Wyoming at Melvin Brewing.
I think it's those there.
They Melvin's getting some, they were getting some flack about some people there weren't very nice. Some males there weren't very nice. I saw some Twitter flack about them recently, but
you think this opening has anything to do with that? Confirm
nor deny them. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's a lot. They're taking on some trash talk this week. I saw. I don't know that brewery, so I don't care. Founders are looking for a sales rep.
Came round through the grapevine.
Kane Brewing out of New Jersey. I've been looking out for something from Kane for a long time. They got cool cans, cool looking beers. Director of Brewing Operations. That job is available. What would that be, Matt? Director of Brewing Operations. What does that mean?
Probably just overseeing like what's produced and what needs to be produced. I don't know if it would be any day to day per se.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he would handle that, but just kind of like, hey, we're forecasting IPAs being heavy in the summer. Let's ramp that up. And he'd provide that. It'd be like, okay, we need to add.
Yeah, make that happen.
Four more batches to make our quota or something like that.
You do this.
The Schutz is also looking for a director of brewery operations over there in Bend. If you want to move to Bend, get those qualifications. Trying to think. I see some ones that VP of marketing at Rogue. That job's open. It's pretty big. Seems like a pretty big marketing job to get. Territory manager for Rogue and Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. I didn't know Rogue was out there. Look at you guys. Cellar worker at, no, that's what we were talking about earlier. So yeah, if you there's a Brewbound newsletter if you want to subscribe to that. And they post the job board. Always like looking through that. Seeing what jobs I can't get. Seeing like, oh, somebody. I always wonder if those almost like, especially the brewing style jobs are just, it seems like they all happen within like the industry network. Like it seems like all that would be hired before it even gets out to a job board.
You mean?
Like somebody hears like, oh, I hear there's an opening at Melvin Brewery. And like all of a sudden everyone's jockeying for it. And then it gets already gone before it even gets to a board.
Usually what happens is like a brewer will kind of seek out and just kind of like wear them down. And they'd be like, hey, that guy has showed up again.
So that's the key, is just to keep showing
just
up
keep
every,
showing
every
up.
Day.
Just keep
hey, man.
Showing up.
Get that job filled out yet?
Yeah. But the thing is, when they actually need somebody, they'll be like, oh, fuck, God, what are we going to do? We don't really have anybody. And they'll be like, how about that kid that's just standing right there that's been showing up every day for the past 3 months?
I love gold!
Yeah, I guess we'll give him a shot.
Yeah, I guess so. It does seem like a lot. I'll hear a lot of that from the our San Diego friends from either from 3BZine or from SD Beer Talk. That a lot of those brewers seems like that's what you hear. Like it was like somebody was just hanging out there for a while. They're like, "Hey, man, you ever seen one of these fermenter things? Yeah, want to do stuff with it?
You're hired.
You're hired.
What do you think's in there? A beer?
I don't know, beer. Close enough." This was donated to the show. New beer going around the table from our Colorado reps. Four Noses. Whimsy. New England style IPA. Whimsy. Finally. I mean, geez. We're like 40 minutes into the show. Finally getting to a New England.
Oh, good. I can have this now. Hazy. That's a real thing.
Yep. Now this is a real category.
This was not real before. This was all play.
Nope. It was all pretend. Fan fiction before. It was beer fan fiction. Hazy beers. Now it's canon.
Yeah.
This is canon beer.
Four Noses.
Noses.
Yep. East Coast.
Smells nice. I like the aroma.
I was like 12%. Oh, no. It's 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Son of a.
What is the percentage on this? I'm going to say 6.5.
Mikey's going in for the kill. With
Matt, what's the percentage?
Six five.
All right.
I will have to untap this one because
uh-oh, it doesn't say. Damn, that's clean. It's clean. I like this beer. Good job calling in, Janine.
I like this beer. Barcode. Oh, did you guys see the newest Untap update?
Oh, I don't think I have. How did I miss an Untapped update? What's new? What's new?
Stuff.
Oh. Whimsy. Well, look out for that new stuff on the Untapped.
What were your
update.
Guesses?
6.5. We both committed 6.5.
Both of you are guessing 6.5? Yep.
We're that confident.
Wow. Well, then you both lose because it's 7.1.
No,
we both win.
Yeah, we were both under.
We didn't go over.
Yeah, good job. High five.
But neither of you were the closest.
We are both the closest.
Neither of you were the closest.
Without going over is the stipulation.
But you were the same closest. Closeness.
Yeah. That's,
neither that's, of you was closer have than have, the other.
Then we have... Whoa. I don't know what's happening. Oh.
What is happening?
This is one from Paul. It's called Shower Beer on the Perfect Four.
I'll cry in the shower of the week. Well, maybe you know I do what I can to get down to the bottom of that giant can. And what do you drink when you're taking a shower?
That was from Paul in Fairfax.
All right.
Shower beer. Glad this made it back. This would be a good shower beer.
This beer is keeps getting better.
Four every Noses. Time I have it. Whimsy.
Whimsy.
Whimsy. Whimsy. All right. Thanks for all that culture, guys. It was good culture.
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
It's all this rain. It's making us mellow tonight.
All this rain. It's raining us out. We're not used to all this You can, two ways you can contact and get your voice on the show. You can email us a audio file, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Make an audio file on your phone and email it to us, and there you go. Boom. Or you can call the voicemail line 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line. We'd like to hear from you guys. Give us stuff to talk about. Give us some good content. Here's the first voicemail of the week.
Perfect Pour Show, take one. This is Colin and Janine.
Yep.
As usual, it's Friday.
She's
night.
Like I'm way in the corner.
Record on Friday.
I'm fucking drunk.
We record on Friday because it sounds important.
But yeah. Well,
Janine's a little hammered. We went to a brewery. It was awesome.
I can't see straight right now.
Then we went to a new.
Wow.
I can't see straight. Yeah. How many penises am I holding up?
None.
Anyway, so.
She sounded disappointed.
So, how about the patients?
She was like, none.
Your call for your favorite Colorado brewery, craft brewery company, Crooked Stab, is like a crazy one. Like
Dave Stab, whatever.
Yeah, they have Dave Stab. They have really, really, really good sours. Like, those guys absolutely kill it. For like a whole entire year, Janine and I spent our paychecks over there.
They were one of our first Colorado
brewery. One glass of beer there is like $12.
That we spent a lot of time at.
Yeah, and so if you're into sours, those guys are into, let's put it this way, barrel age, Brettanomyces,
Lactobacillus
sours, those things are
so
crushing.
So we want the other people from Colorado to call in.
Fucking other people.
Tell us who they are and where they live so we can meet up with you.
Give them their address.
They want friends.
We're the only two here. And I know there's more of you.
It's probably true.
I want to be your friend.
So I'm going to keep moving on here. So Scotty B.,
Scotty B,
dude, totally did not.
Oh, Scotty B, yeah.
Did not mean to snub you,
thank
dude.
You.
No way, dude. As a matter of fact,
it's
fine. It's going to be fine. So no, Scotty B, like, no doubt about it, dude. Like, mad props. You have, like, you're the caller that made me make the call.
Whoa.
To say, like, I want to talk on the show. I want to meet these guys. I want to make Mikey, Nick, and Matt, you know, like, listen to what I have to say. So, if you're asking me about, you know, like what we're like, I can't directly, you know, like say, well, I'm really sexy, Scotty B, but I can speak to my wife's sexiness. What I have to say about that
sexiness.
Is
sexiness.
I had an ass like this, pow, and the lady's like, blam, and titties like, pow.
And that's what Janine's like. That's my wife.
Yeah, whatever. Colin's pretty fucking hot, too.
That was Colin, wasn't
it? All right, cool. So, our first brewery that we've ever been to, Evil Circle.
Oh, yeah. Evil Circle.
Come on, Evil Circle. Pose question.
Evil Circle question. So, the first brewery I ever went to was in Boulder, Colorado, and I'm sorry because this is going to be local, but it was Mountain Sun.
Too much.
And my first brewery was a place called Hops Brewing Company, which was like this little tiny brewery that they had like by the North Glen Mall. I mean, it'd be like your basic like mall area. And they had like the grain and the hops and stuff like in the table. Every table we sat up had like the grain and the hops like under the epoxy.
Nice.
It was so funny. But everybody thought it was okay. But nobody thought it was going to be a thing. Like, what's this brewery thing? It's not going to be anything ever. But then it...
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
Okay, so Collab Beer Fest.
So I think this should be the year of Collab Fest. So I'm like, Colin, we should go to Collab Fest. There's all this hype about it. And he says
that when we went there.
No, we hadn't gone.
No, we didn't go. Last year they had a Collab Fest. And I apologize for not knowing the names of the other folks.
Yeah, come
that called
on,
in.
Man.
But they were talking about like collabs. But anyway, the Collab Fest that we were going to go to, they said there was a lot of crop dusting happening at the Collab Fest.
Crop dusting? People are farting.
And you think that's funny? Fine. Whatever.
Farting it up.
So apparently that's the reason. I heard on our local beer group that there was a lot of crop dusting happening.
That wasn't the Purim.
There's no way I can move on. We have one more point. We have one more. It's one more.
Colin has a serious
on
point,
the
Janine.
Of light beer at breweries, we actually have a brewery here called the Dam Brewery. It's by Dylan Dam, and it's up in Frisco or
Dylan
Dam
Brewery.
Dam Brewery.
Get it? Because it's Dam.
They have
Why
a Dam
Light. Why does Brian have the Dam
they call
Brewery?
It Dam Light.
Yeah.
They have the damn diner.
They're at the dam. Used to. And oh, their ABV on that one is really low. 3.1.
Man, I want to be where Janine's at right now.
Everybody, whenever everyone starts drinking, they're like, I hope I get to what Janine's doing right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, thanks, Colorado Raps. And you, if you're a really good listener, you're like, they went over 3 minutes. They said, like, this consider this 2 calls.
Yep. They,
so
they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Great cup, great beer couple. If you're in Colorado, get a hold of Colin and Janine, man. Yeah,
looking to have a,
they're looking a to have a get it. They want to have a Colorado get it. Get in touch.
Get in touch
with us, and we can get in touch with them. Just something. Want to make it happen, bro.
I know you're not supposed to have the same name as another brewery.
Sorry.
But if you have a dam in your town, I think you have the rights to call your brewery the Dam Brewery.
Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Just up the road here in front, right at our lake.
Front.
There's a dam. They're all, the whole town's below the dam. If the dam ever broke, the town's done.
Mm-hmm.
And
you get to call it Dam Brewing.
They can have a Dam Brewing. Fryant's Dam Brewing. Make it happen.
How you doing, guys? It's Bobby and Carly from Whidbey Island, Washington, wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day. Just got done eating our meal of shepherd's pie made with lamb, because we're not too not too big on the corned beef and cabbage tradition.
Cabbage,
so,
bro, you gotta do it.
Business first. Business first. 80 business is a real thing. As
80.
Nick knows, as he's commented on my Instagram page, it is a real thing. And I believe it was Paul from Fairfax who was saying
Paul.
He is also on the 80.
Business 80.
That is in Fairfax. We were in Sacramento. We're all business in Sacramento, all party in the Bay Area. We're all business in Sacramento. So.
Anyways, obviously, Business 80 is the cool place to be, which is why we're moving there.
What?
Well, I don't know about Business 80, but we're moving
right to the
back
business 80.
To live on the Sacramento in this fall after 9 years in the Navy. Bobby is going from active duty to the reserves, so we are moving back to our hometown of Sacramento, and who knows, maybe he'll be drilling, doing his weekend warrior drilling in Lemoore, or, you know, who knows, but...
Yeah, hopefully Lemoore. I mean, if I can hang out with you guys in Fresno, or...
Lemoore's got a brewery now.
Very frequently. I used
Birch
to go to Tioga there that's for Lemoore, a month back in the summer, so...
Yeah, so that's what's going on with our St. Patty's Day Shepherd's Pie. We had a little Fort George beer.
Yeah, Covadonga Stout made by Fort George from Astoria, Oregon. It's a good coffee-forward stout, and we also prefaced that with...
Field of Greens.
Yeah, Fields of Greens, which is their IPA that they got out right now. Yeah, pretty good stuff. I don't know if you guys will be able to get a hold of it, but if you ever find Fort George, get a hold of it. It's pretty good stuff. I haven't had a beer from them I didn't like. So
some people give it.
So anyways, we're going to go watch the Sharks play the Canucks right now.
Oh. And, yeah, Mike, I know you're a fan of the Canucks. So if you sit down and watch that, you'll have a good time watching the Canucks get their asses beat by the Sharks.
Because
I know they're not doing too well. But
terrible.
Anyways.
Also, we know you've been talking about going up to Vancouver. We had a couple of recommendations from you, being it's only an hour and a half drive from here. We went to Red Truck Brewery and also Granville Island Brewery. Granville Island's a fun little marketplace. It's kind of like the Pike Place Market up in Seattle.
Yeah, and both places you can bring a baby.
Both places are child-friendly.
Which is baby very access. Important
That's the only two we
baby
went
parking.
To. So.
Maybe you could give us the 21 and up reco because we don't have that.
We don't know. We've never gone up there without a child. So,
anyways.
Yeah, all right. So, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Little drop kicks in the background.
You got some Dropkick Murphys going on in the background.
Guys.
guys. I don't know why that's always good.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Wow, they're Sacramento bound.
Man, looks like it.
Yep, they're gonna find a little island maybe some oleanders between the lanes of Business 80 to
yep.
call a home.
The yeah, if he's going to be at Lemoore Naval Air Base, Bird Street is there. I believe she was she was contacting me on or us on social media, saying their tap room was getting ready, and I feel like that was a few months ago. So, I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but Bird Street may or may not have the tap room open, but you can get their beer at Total Wine here in town, and it wasn't bad. It's not bad. Good start. So, looking forward to that. More friends in Sacramento. Sacramento's got a lot of great breweries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know Matt goes there at least once a year.
Coming up in September.
Get some CC, bike dog.
Craft Brew Conference.
Craft Brew
from Conference. CCBA.
Get some bike dog. Get some Track 7.
Bike dog,
get some,
Track 7.
What's the...
Moonraker.
That's the one all the kids are going nuts for these
no,
days.
No, and then there's the fourth one where it's got all the can stuff. The cans are...
New Glory?
No. Well, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Shut up. What did they ask a question? No.
Ah, man. And now I'm not...
There's something I was going to respond to that they said, and I can't remember.
It was all cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
look at beer.
We need one of these. Whoa!
Ooh, gusher.
Oh, act like it's gonna... But it didn't...
It's gonna blow you up.
I love gold!
Donated to the show from our Colorado reps called Engineered. Four Noses, also part of the ad hoc series, El Jefe, the boss, Imperial Stout with coffee and cinnamon.
Whoa.
Yes, please. Will you drink this for breakfast? That's the real question.
Is this a breakfast beer? Can I drink this during my opening day of baseball day?
When is that?
Starts at 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Oh, this is happening this week?
As we hear on Friday, the coming Thursday, opening day of baseball. Or is it Wednesday? I think it's Thursday.
Oh, boy. You're going to miss it, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You're going to get the wrong day and miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't be able to drink beer.
Woo! Baseball!
Baseball!
You're like, that's tomorrow, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here's how craft beer has ruined me. I just, judging by the headline, I get all excited. It says, Brewers Recreate the Sandlot. And I'm like, oh, man.
I know exactly what that is.
What brewery, what head brewer got together and recreated the Sandlot, right? I'm like mm-hmm. getting all excited. But, oh, it's going to be a cool brewery. It's probably, I don't know, some weird, like, maybe Three Floyds, I don't know, some weird brewery. Nope, it's the freaking baseball team, the Brewers.
They're Milwaukee Brewers.
Milwaukee Brewers. It's,
yeah, it was a couple of XAs doing that. Actually, a Valley guy, Voigt.
Voigt?
From Visalia.
Really?
That they recreated a scene from Sandlot. Was it Sandlot?
It was Sandlot. I don't remember what scene, but
it's when he hits the ball over to the house and they're home run and they're like, nah, forget that ball.
Hercules has got it.
Yeah, so right.
It's
was that scene.
Gone forever.
Forever. We're in the voicemails. Hey guys,
can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't driving. I'm brewing.
Whoa.
Scotty B's brewing.
A red IPA that I've been meaning to make for a while. And this one is going to be a low bitterness.
What?
So I put hops in the mash.
What?
Most people don't put hops in the mash. I put it in the mash. And a lot of the bitterness, a lot of the stuff you get from the hops, it gets caught in the grain. So it's
caught
kind of
in
like
the
a
grain.
Smooth, easy,
good beer.
Oh,
bitterness.
Man, that might be
that gets into the beer.
Right there.
And then no hop addition during the boil at all. But when I turn the flame off, bam, bunch of hops at flame out. And then bam, again, a bunch of hops
bam.
And dry hops. So it's going to be like a low bitterness. But don't worry. It's going to be reasonably clear. It might be slightly hazy, but it's not going to be like a hazy red IPA. It's just going to be mostly clear. And that brings me to a little song I thought of for Nick. And you know that song by Garbage from the 90s? The queerest of the queer. I thought of the clearest of the clear. I hate to see Nick fear. And I can't like think of anything else other than the clearest of the clear. And yeah, I'm drinking while I'm brewing. You can probably tell. Don't worry.
Shouldn't be doing that. Clearest of the clear. Not supposed to do that.
Before.
No.
Be okay. But I just want you guys to keep up the great work. I'm brewing.
Be safe, Scotty.
Scotty B.
Be safe out there.
Safe. Safe brewing.
Safe and sane brewing.
Don't get crazy with that propane tank and knock it over while you're brewing. Is there a way I can homebrew without involving a propane tank?
Yes.
How?
You can do it on your stove. Oh, well then, electric blanket.
Does your house have a boiler?
No.
Okay, then you're screwed.
Then you're screwed.
What about
a hot plate?
Hot plate.
Can I use a hot plate?
That's the same thing as a stove. Why not just use a? That's
right,
like a
but then I want to be in the house.
Personal
you know?
Stove. So what if you get like a big cone on a hot day where you focus the sun's energy on the pot?
Well, like, Fresno.
Like when Mr. Wizard used to cook hot dogs on the street?
Yeah, maybe. Scotty B, I appreciated that brewing stuff, Scotty B. That's what I like to hear. Nice call and give it, because we got a lot of homebrewers that listen, that like slog through our crap. And I like that Scotty B can drop in.
Looking for homebrewing tips.
Yeah, like every great once in a while. I hear it about every eighth episode. If I look for about 2 minutes, there's a homebrewing tip in there. And that's got to be, man. So, or anybody else that's a homebrewer that was like, I'll throw in a homebrewing story. Guys,
hey, Perfect Four! This is Joanne Martinez here, also known as Joanne. Listener, but new caller.
Yes!
And I claim the spot for the Massachusetts rep.
Oh,
here
we go. Write
no,
it down.
I don't have an accent because of East Mass. This is West.
Wow.
West but we have Mass. So many great breweries over here, without including the big ones like Trillium and Treehouse. We've got over Ooh. Here Fort Hill Brewery, oh. Vanished Valley, oh. and Rustic Brewing.
Ooh.
All awesome. Sorry, Nick. Those are mostly New England IPA centered.
Oh, she is a listener.
I said
all right,
New
verified.
England IPA. Not foggy. Not hazy, because, come on, guys, we don't have anything else over here beer-related-wise. This will probably be it, so New England IPA it is. Love the podcast, and keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, okay, double verified.
Double
She's
verified.
An actual listener.
So Joanne.
All right, a.k.a. Joanne.
Is there a rep? For
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts rep.
You're pinned.
You gotta, anytime someone goes to Boston, I don't care that you don't live in Boston, you have to go. You're like, all right, I'm going. I'll meet you there. I'll have a get it.
Hey, I'm in Boston.
What did
Boston,
I
we all talk
for?
Like this, right?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Where's the Wahlburger at?
Joanne, I'm gonna be in Boston. You gotta show up. You're the rep.
It's wicked awesome.
It's going to be wicked awesome.
Isn't that what they say, wicked
Where's
awesome?
Where's Marky Mark live?
You know Marky Mark,
you
right?
You know Marky Mark? Coming by his house. Coming by his house. Oh, man. You don't know what you signed up for, Joanne.
I know. I think that was a little bit racist. I'm not sure.
Maybe. All right. We got a new rep. I always like to have new reps.
That's awesome.
I was thinking today.
We're filling this list up. I'm telling you.
We gotta put it online. I'll start putting it online. Take a picture of your moleskin.
Take a picture.
And send it, text me. I'll start building it.
All
right. I was thinking today, would Greg be our San Diego rep? I'm a little confused on our San Diego representation.
I do have Greg here as our
okay.
SD rep.
Okay.
Not for any other reason than he's been here.
He's actually been in the studio.
Yeah.
As San Diego rep, so, I mean, Greg from SD Beard Talk.
Anybody else has a fair chance. They just have to, what was our stipulation?
And fight.
It's a fight on a wakeboard that, or a paddleboard.
They got to do wakeboarding fight.
Wakeboard jousting?
Yep.
That's fair enough.
Fair. Sincere.
Or are we going with the most unique check-ins on Untapped? As
Skimboard fights. Come on, guys. Do it. And Greg being the perfect pores rep, you cannot mention SD Beard Talk during any of this to get it. That's your stipulation, Greg. You can't give me like, you know, I have a beard podcast too. Nope.
Oh, so if it's a sanction to get it,
yeah,
there will be no mention.
Oh, no. Can't sit there and throw that in there.
So as soon as the meeting is commenced.
Oh, yeah. After the meeting, fine.
Yeah.
You're like,
meeting adjourned.
You're like, before you go, actually, I have a beer podcast too.
Meeting adjourned.
Might be actually more informative, just so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, like we actually talk about beer?
We actually talk to brewers. Those guys don't talk to brewers. Like once every 50 episodes,
they'll
talk to
brewers. We just make fun of them.
We try.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Mike from Canada.
All right.
Rad Mike.
Calling to say a few things. It's been a while. But, Untapped has his own podcast, but you got to go Yoda on them and be like, we're at episode 242. How good are you going to sound?
Yeah.
I've been listening to them. And anyways, they've got like all old news. It's like, I hear it from you guys and then like, it's like 2 months later, they're talking about the same stuff.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
Well, they got to catch up and listen to our current episodes.
Around here. New England is now officially a style. So Hazy's here to stay.
Yeah.
According to the Brewers Association. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I like them now. I forgot.
You have to, yeah,
and
you
as
like
for,
them
like,
now.
Endorsement.
Official.
I got a Yeti cup. And it's flipping amazing.
Nice.
You guys talk about it so much. I finally got one. I love it.
I wish they would make
weekend for beer.
An IPA Yeti cup.
Everything's so cold and nice and so big. Psst. Easy to pour.
Yours is an IPA.
Anyways,
yeah, but it's got to have a bulbous.
Oh, okay.
Just,
Oh,
no.
That Canadian connection.
No, we didn't.
Cut out on Rad Mike.
Oh, we lost him.
Rad Mike! No!
We were just beginning
talking
to talk
Yeti,
over him.
Yeti talk. Yeah, we're like getting a real good vibe of talking over him, like getting a really good thing happening, and then he cut off. Now there's nothing to talk over now.
Oh, man.
Ah, God, just the stupid rain outside.
Damn it.
Fucking Seattle weather.
What's going on here?
Damn it.
Feeling grungy.
Rad Mike, thank you, sir.
Yeah, cheers to the Yeti mug purchase.
Yeah. The Yeti mugs are awesome, especially for keeping stuff cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need that little bit of a lip action so I can get the proper IPA-ness.
You gotta watch out though, when you go to clip it back on your belt, the beer kinda spills out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
I don't have a Yeti clip from my belt.
No, it comes with the clip. It's got the carabiner handle.
I was making a joke. Thanks, Mike.
Damn it. I was sort of making a joke, too. It's pretty much my whole life.
Hey, guys.
Paul.
It's Paul.
Paul.
It's my first day off in a while, so I'm settling in with a case
like?
Of Mickey's Big Mouth and my DVD box set of the complete works of Stormy Daniels. It's going to be a good day.
Wow.
Looking forward to it.
That is a long...
Hey, so, Mikey, I heard a rumor. Well, actually, it's not a rumor because you said it on the show that you're going to be in
it's also a rumor.
And that's where I live. And, dude, let's do it up. I can show you George Lucas's house.
Yeah.
I can show you where the Grateful Dead house used to be that's now a dog park.
Yeah, dog
park. I can show you where Journey used to rehearse, which is now a Whole Foods.
Wow.
Lots of good old Marin history turning into shit. Yeah, man. But anyway, regardless, let's, I send you an email with some contact info. So, get a hold of me and,
so go ahead and read that on air.
Get it up.
All
right, guys. Keep up the good work.
all of Paul's later. Contact info. I'm going to have it read it right now.
Yeah.
Everyone, listen up.
Oh, that's weird. You sent us his credit card number, too.
I am scheduled to go to Marin. Things are a little bit dicey right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a little bit, because we don't... Yeah, we're like, I don't know if we can stay, get a hotel for two nights, and, like, nobody wants to watch Louie, and... There's a whole thing. So things are a little bit dicey right now, but it's still hopefully going to happen. And I'll have a get it with Paul and Marin and bring back all kinds of Iron Springs beer. The kind of iron only industry could get kind of beer. And so, Paul, hopefully next week's show, we'll have a resulting of a get it. A Marin get it with Paul, our Marin representative, Paul from Fairfax.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
559-492-0542 is that. And now the fridge mic is on, even if Matt doesn't know it. There he is.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
We're not listening.
Oh, okay. How about this one? Does this one sound good?
Oh, that sounds like an excellent beer.
Good. Thought you might choose that one. Do we need two beers or one beer?
Hell, bring out two.
All right. Two it is. Coming right up. Beer fridge. Talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge, Mike. Looking for a beer tonight. I'm walking to the beer fridge. Talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge, Mike. Looking for a beer tonight.
Gosh, we have fun here.
You were just waiting to play that song the whole night.
I was like, God, thank God somebody's at the beer fridge.
I love gold.
Whoa, cut that off. Sorry. New beer entering the show. What is it?
From Benchmark Brewing Company. Here's your damn stout.
Here's your damn stout. Is this about meant for Nick?
Time.
It's your damn stout.
You
Nick.
Asked for it, so here it is. Our Imperial Stout. It's rich and chocolatey, slightly fruity with a full body. This is a big beer.
Like me.
And a big can. Enjoy.
Enjoy. We'll try to.
Okay. ABV game. Go.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Nine.
You gotta
you have to try it first.
You gotta try it. I'm just gonna throw it. 8.5.
Let's see how good we really are.
Are those your guesses?
I'm probably going to guess that. It's in my head, though. Oh, this is donated to the show by Greg from SD Beer Talk. Listen to those guys when you're like disgusted with our stuff.
Ooh, man. What was my guess? Nine?
It is a double.
Mm. It is a double. A double. I'm going to stick with 9.
I'm sticking with 8.5.
Final guesses?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, losers.
Damn it.
10 flat.
Oh.
No, well, according to you guys, I win.
Yeah, Nick wins.
Oh, we're playing that again.
Nick wins.
Well, oh, if you don't go over, you win? Oh, so, okay, I get it.
No. The one who doesn't go over wins. Both of you.
Closest without going over.
We've never said.
Not the two who get closest without going over. The one who goes closest.
We've never said singular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We said the closest without going over.
Bob Barker totally endorsed all this.
It's not like Mikey gets.
Those of you who do not go over.
It's not like Mikey gets a merit award because he answer.
I'm not gonna get the schooner.
Mikey made right. a guess. He still gets a gold star.
I'm not gonna.
There's your dryer.
I'm not gonna get the catamaran. A new catamaran. What the fuck am I gonna do with a catamaran?
Whoa! Here's a roof rack for your 1985.
Pay Lego. All these taxes on this new catamaran.
Looking out for
those of you who do not go beers, over. Whatever.
Looking out for.
Looking
out for bees.
Louie.
Looking out for bees. Looking out for bees.
I wonder if this beer has molasses in it.
Mm.
It is rather sticky.
It is sticky, and it's like a... It's not like a pure chocolate, like... sweetness, but it seems like they added a sugar source of sugar outside of grain.
You sugar adders.
To get the ABV benchmark. Up, in my opinion.
I could see that. Mm. Well, it does have the exact same mouthfeel as a hazy IPA, so it's hard to tell.
Inside joke. Inside show joke.
Inside show. Don't do that.
Matt, what are you looking out for?
Ooh.
Beer releases to look out for and
Due
stuff.
South has officially announced as of March that they are doing cans.
Yes. So
we should get some more Due South in the show. They have all their different beers.
I really enjoy when the brewery recently, where it's a beer that you're very familiar with, but all of a sudden it's in cans now. And you're like, fuck yeah, it's an awesome beer. I remember that beer. You haven't had it for like 2 years. We're like, yes, now it's in cans. I want it.
And then another brewery joining, another brewery joining the 19.2-ounce game, something I want to try, is Upslope. They're doing their dry hop saison in a 19.2-ounce.
Okay.
I want to see what that's all about.
Dry hop saison, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we have a new metal beer, guys.
Oh, yes. Metal.
Metal beer.
A collaboration from Pizza Port and Three Floyds.
Whoa.
It is the Shred Session. The Shred Session IPA.
Session.
Damn it. It has a total metal label on it.
Yeah. Yes.
The Shred
Session. I want it.
Thought that was a pretty cool find.
Metal, surfing, beer. Mm-hmm. I want all those three things. That's all life needs to be.
Mm-hmm. So those are beers that I'm looking out for.
Good, good. Nick, what are you looking out for?
All right. Sneak peek into Bincott. Looking out for. Stop by the old Pine and Palm, finally. The new location.
The new and improved Ooh, Pine and Palm Brewing of Fresno,
there.
California.
I know, I think you've been there before.
Or Pinedale, California. I don't know which to say.
Worldwide Pinedale.
Pinedale.
On the Bedfords.
On Pinedale's the Bedfords.
Best. And brewer. Roger looks at me and goes, what are you doing
what
here?
What are you doing?
I was like, well, I took the 5 to the 805 to the 705. I
got up 41. Got off
took
at
the Fryant
Herdin,
interchange
west of Herdin.
Fryant to the knees interchange, and he tells me they're getting ready for the second anniversary. There's many of them down there, and he is,
so Roger is getting ready.
Yeah, so pretty much Roger, and he's barrel aging a stout in High West barrels.
Mm. High West barrels. Yeah. Luxury barrels.
Luxury barrels.
Shifter so, barrels. Luxury
I'm looking
barrels.
Up for this. I think the 31st is his anniversary party.
31st of March?
March.
Oh, March. Like, March has 31 days.
He wasn't going to step on Fresyes toes, you know, because nobody would have went to Fresno.
Nobody steps Fresyes. On Fresyes toes.
So he
gets away with it.
He pushed it back to the 31st.
All right. Well, there you go. Something to look forward to that next weekend. That's Easter weekend. Am I mistaken?
No, you're right, because April 1st, April Fool's, is Easter this year.
Yeah, so Easter Eve, make sure to hang out at Pine and Palm. And all you people coming back to Fresno for Easter.
Joke's on you. You're getting a hangover for Easter.
Yep. Hope you're not too heavily involved in making Easter meals or anything, because... You're screwed.
Also looking out for... Matt's trying to slip something in there.
He's always trying
Six
to slip
people outside in. Who say they're waiting to meet with me.
So, you know how you love me because you haven't had a single meeting with anyone since I became your assistant? That's because every time someone calls and requests a meeting with you, I always schedule it for March 31st.
Why?
Because I didn't think March 31st existed. 30 days has September, April, March, and November.
June this and episode. November.
Very nice.
I remember that episode. We had to actually meet with, and like the whole day was
the
people.
Whole day.
Parks reference.
Sorry, I just had to slip that in there really quick.
Good one.
Cheers to your brain for thinking of that.
It's not good for much. I tell you that.
Need a Parks and Rec drop? I got that.
Got it.
I got all your Parks and Rec drops.
I got you, boo.
What else, Nick?
Epic Brewing's Rhino American Pale Ale, which is an abbreviation for River North.
Okay. Is that the Utah Epic?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not the New Zealand, Australia Epic.
Toronto Brewer. Hold, please.
Toronto.
They have breweries there?
Also in North America.
Bellwoods Brewing. Bellwoods Brewery. Motley Crue. Wild Ale with Passion Fruit.
Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have like a subtle Motley Crue reference, but not enough to trademark infringe?
Not at all.
Oh, it doesn't even acknowledge Motley Crue's a band.
No, but other than the name.
Half of them don't even drink anymore.
Does it have crew with the two dots above the E or U or
the
whatever?
The umlaut?
Yeah.
No, it does not.
Oh, okay. Crew.
So other than sounding the same, has nothing to do with the band. But it is metal. It's still metal.
Does it kickstart your heart? Mm-hmm. Never stop?
Whoa, well, yeah.
Hmm. All right. I didn't get it. At least some sort of smirk out of Matt on that. Matt loves lyrical references. If I can't get him some sort of acknowledgement, then I failed at my job. This week I'm kind of more or less looking out for some breweries that I've never had before. Sketchbook Brewing, out of Evanston, Illinois.
Do they brew with moleskins?
I don't know. Possible. They only brew enough.
Do they use moleskins?
They seem like about House of Pendragon level, where they only brew enough for their tap room and for some local taps. But they do have crowlers. They can crowler. So I'm just saying, anybody. So I just like the idea of a sketchbook brewing, and it's got, you know, it's their whole motif is sketchbooks. And I just enjoy their game, the game they got. They have a beer called Night Game, by the way, just so you know. Just throwing that out there. If you're a Chicago listener, we don't have any Chicago reps. Chicago's a pretty big city, a lot of people.
How do you know?
How do we not have a
Chicago?
How do we not have a perfect pour rep in Chicago? We don't, right, Nick?
Well, not.
Consult the Moleskin.
Okay, so.
Illinois rep? Do
Illinois,
we have an Illinois rep?
I just, by default, was Beer with Friends, Eric.
Beer with Friends has to represent us in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eric, beer father. Oh, man, I'm losing it already. Only losing halfway in, I think. I don't know where we're at anymore. 450 North Brewing Company out of Columbus, Indiana. One of the many Columbuses in our country. This one's in Indiana. Because these guys have cool can art, they have like classic cereal box style can art. It's not dead on like cereal box, but it's like they're obviously referencing cereal boxes with all their can art. They have like one called Citra Nuggets that sort of like pops. Yeah, pops,
nice.
Kind of.
That was a good cereal.
A Pot of Gold, like that. These kind of things. I just keep seeing them on my Instagram feed. I was like, I want those because the cans look cool.
Aren't those all label juicy, buys. Though?
Sure. Why not?
Why not?
The one beer I am looking out for that I saw the Fontana Gym check into on Untappd. The Fontana Gym. Because it's an Indiana Jones reference. Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Don't call it a snake. Call it a rope.
Oh, gosh. You're referencing a Crystal Skull quote. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, you are deep, sir.
That's right.
Us, very dangerous. You go first. It's a triple IPA from Bottle Logic. I mean, I'm going to have to have it. Because I... Oh, by the way, if you like Indiana Jones or Harrison Ford, why don't you listen to Get Off My Podcast? Available on all the podcast networks that you, this show is on.
What's this cross-promotion here?
Oh, never mind. Nothing.
What's this cross-promotion?
We have enough airtime for that. Nothing's happening there.
Why don't you just play a promo?
Never mind. Oh, Trent, take it away. Trent. Oh, you have to distract me.
Trent's got the right idea.
Oh, Trent, you're having... There it is. I love gold.
It's broken. Gold is broken.
The gold's broke. Broke the gold. What's funny is my 9-year-old daughter tonight, she was reading for... We've gotten her now to where she reads before bed, and I don't know why, but she's like... She called me, and I'm like on the other side. I'm like trying to get the show ready here, and I went, Dad, no, what's going on,
Dad?
She said, where's gold come from?
Wow,
gold. I like gold. And I had to play.
You're like,
gold.
Honey, you know that extra fridge we have in the garage?
Yeah, it's full of gold.
It's full of gold.
It comes from our beer fridge, honey.
Please tell me that was
what's the answer. This new beer going around the table?
Matt's inspecting it hard.
Matt is looking hard at it.
It's not CO2.
He's trying to figure out the what's the color ratio?
SRM.
SRM. Thank you.
It's so hazy that you can see the floating specks.
Oh no! Is this not one of those fucking?
Did they not filter this beer?
No, is this one of those glitter beers?
Oh, shit.
Do we have a glitter beer?
Finally. When's that going to hit the style guidelines?
I don't know. Yeah, when's glitter beer going to happen?
Yeah.
We have a full circle has a glitter beer.
Oh, man.
Glitter beer is taking the world by media storm. These are the kind of articles that Joshua Teehee of Flowing With Famous. If you like Fresno talk, why not listen to Flowing With Famous?
Wait, another cross promotion. What the hell's going on?
Flowing With Famous, all kinds of Fresno culture in your ear holes. Find it on the podcast that you're listening to now, Flowing With Famous. So Joshua Teehee from Flowing With Famous did an article about a glitter beer and included the full circle.
Oh, boy.
I've never had a glitter beer.
Nah.
Not really interested in
having one. You don't want a shit glitter, I promise you.
wasn't that Red Stacy's?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
So what? Oh, you're having the X1.
What you gonna do, X1?
I've already had that.
Is this the next Star Wars
Firestone
movie?
Firestone Walker Brewing out of Duval. Duval's Firestone Walker segment. This was buried in the 12-pack Firestone Walker Experimental 12-pack EX1 Pale.
I mean, it's good, but I wish it had some better clarity. Yeah, it was canned in January. It's not too old.
Hmm. Matt is not sure that they did this right, is what I'm getting from Matt.
I just don't know. I just don't understand why they would release a beer with
it's experimental, Matt.
With visible haze, like visible floaties. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, not purpose. Unpurposeful haze.
Because you hazy kids have ruined it for everybody. This is what happens when you don't get off my lawn.
Hazy kids are on the lawn again, honey. Just let them sit there. They'll go away.
don't think they're going away. They got their official style now, honey.
It's over.
It's over. They done set up camp on the lawn, honey. We ain't getting rid of them now.
They're camping in the middle of Business 80. You believe that?
They got a campsite right in the middle of Business 80, right in the Oleanders. They ain't going anywhere.
It's over.
Big guy drinking beers we were drinking in the past week. We are all three on Untapped. Use it sometimes hardcore. Sometimes you forget. It's you never know what's going to happen on Untapped. It's newly updated. It's the premier app to use for beer drinkers. It's Untapped. Even though they do let macro beers, they do let macro beers buy badges on there.
The badges.
Matt, what have you been caught drinking? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped.
So it's been pretty light. I'm on my
Keystone Light.
I'm on my 18 day stretch
Stone Light
of hell. So there's been a lot of long work days. So by the time I get home, I really am not in the mood for beer. So I've been working on a 6-pack of Swami's.
Ooh.
And some Nitro Merlin. That's it. I haven't gone out.
Swami's and Nitro Merlin.
Mind the table, sir.
Sorry.
I haven't gone out anywhere. I haven't been drinking to an excess, as some people might say it.
Some of you hipsters might say.
So that's it.
Man.
Going to sleep some weeks and going like to that. Work. And it's going to be until April 2nd. I can't really get back to normal.
And your salary too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, oh boy. Ooh. And at the Fresius Fest, don't try to strike up a conversation with Matt. He's gonna be soups busy.
Just give me a hug. And
if
keep
you
going.
Get it, yeah. If you get a head nod or like a little back pat, like, "Hey, bro, that's ooh, pretty good."
Mm-hmm.
Pro tip: he'll get you in for free.
Yeah, dude. Just say his name.
Just say, you know. Just
say the perfect pour.
Yeah.
Just say I love gold to the security guy. He'll let you in for free.
That's be amazing.
That's our thing we worked out with Tuga this year for the
we got some
Fresius Fest. We're like, hey, you know, we're one of the top 5 beer podcasts in Fresno. You know that, right? Maybe we should hook up, have a little collab, huh? When are we going to get an official, like, name? Like, I know that Pine and Palm has named a couple of their beers inspired by the show. It's been very cool. Mm-hmm. But when are we going to get that logo on a beer can somewhere? When are we going to get that perfect pour logo on a can?
Should contact Full Circle. They do, they do collabs with places but that are not breweries.
But they're not canning yet.
Wow. But they're not canning yet.
They're just collab with anybody.
Yeah, they did one with Spokeasy.
Anybody like Spokeasy, anybody.
Oh, that wide hop place.
I want to have a physical item that we've collabed with and our logo is stamped on the can and they can't take that away from us. No matter what. No matter what happens to this show, I'm going to be like, look, I did something with my life. I got the logo of our show on a can. That's what I want. That's all I'm looking out for.
But we have. Where's our Quint?
Yes, that was very cool. Scotty B, brewed his beer. And then Scotty from over across.
The other Scotty
from on the other side of the country. Made the label, and it is very cool, awesome inter-show labeling, but I want somebody that like doesn't really know who the hell we are, lets our logo get on their can. Like I've seen Dope and Dank in Southern California. He's just basically an Instagram personality.
Oh, that's what that is? The El Segundo beer?
Uh-huh, with the El Segundo.
Uh-huh.
Got his logo on there. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So
Damn it.
I'm going to be looking out for that.
Are you talking about love? Love?
Always.
He
always.
Ain't talking about love.
Ain't talking about it.
His love rotten, is rotten to the rotten core.
To the core.
Because you know he's been here before.
The Nick 80. The Nick 80 on Untapped. Was there? There wasn't a whole lot to follow Matt this week. Was there for you?
Wow.
Well, Matt's busy, man.
He's busy. Let's see. I'm going to go back to Friday. My Friday morning started.
Jacket.
My morning jacket. I took off my pants and jacket.
Your morning jacket.
Started with a midnight lightning.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Started your day?
Started. Yeah, it's still. I call 11:30 still morning, right?
Wow, that's a heavy duty stout to be starting the day with.
I don't mess around.
Professional.
We happened to find ourselves at Tioga Sequoia Friday morning.
Oh,
for a little shoe.
Oh yeah. I was there for that.
A little shoe. A band the wife and I enjoy to see in person did a super short acoustic set at the Tioga and took the day off.
What band?
Nothing but Thieves? I think there's a question mark at the end of their name.
Nothing but Thieves?
It was cool. Cool morning.
I saw you got a picture taken with him.
Oh, yeah.
Were they like, oh, my God, Nick from the Bourbon Board.
They did. Oh, how'd you know? That's exactly what they said.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nothing but Thieves listen to the show. That's cool.
So it was a cool morning. followed by lunch at the Mediterranean Cafe, the best place for Mediterranean food in Fresno. I don't care what you say. U Street and Tulare.
U and Tulare.
Mm-hmm. Behind the Office Depot.
You in Tulare.
You some bitch.
Some guy's just lost in Tulare off the 99. He's like, man, what's going on with this town? Like, I can't find anything. This show. Hey, man, you in Tulare.
You in Tulare.
Sorry.
Die, Nuba. You too, Larry.
I'm going to die in Nuba. I know it.
Sorry. I'm just shaking my head.
I'm disrespecting the listener now and disrespecting the show.
All these ultra local jokes.
And I'm not going to edit these out, even though any other editor in their right mind would edit these out. Me, no.
Not right mind.
I'm laughing. Everybody else, all the 1,000 other people are going to laugh too.
Yeah.
And so there's your Dorktown, second awkward silence of the evening.
Second Dorktown awkward silence. Dorktown now, we now owe Dorktown 50 cents.
No, I was just realizing my drinking that I thought I did in 2 days was all in one day.
You're like, fuck. Yeah, come on. That's kind of the same thing. 2 days can be one day.
Yeah.
If you really make it happen.
So after the greatest lunch ever at Mediterranean Grill and Cafe, we went to happy hour at Piazza del Pane.
Oh yeah,
had some Nitro Merlin.
I had brunch there on
nice.
Sunday. I had
Did you get a Merlin?
I had Bloody Marys.
Oh,
bottomless Bloody Marys.
Bottomless.
Almost bottomless.
Almost.
They have yeah. no. They have in their sign that says almost bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Drunk ass is getting thrown out.
No, that's just like their thing. Like if we feel like cutting you off, we're gonna cut you
right.
off. All right.
Yeah.
They're bottomless. But if you're an asshole,
if you can't handle your shit,
you're getting the fuck out of here.
We think you've had enough.
You know,
don't bottom, tell me I've had enough.
Your bottom is one seat less.
Yeah, you're super almost bottomless. But I kept drinking them. They didn't cut me off. I know how to mind my shit.
Nice.
When I'm in a fancy brunch place.
Fancy brunch places.
Sorry, Nick.
That's all right. It had to happen. It had to happen. So then after happy hour beers, we went to River Park to kind of shake it off a little bit.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And we walked around, but on our way to yard River
house.
Park.
Go to Yard House.
Well.
I hope he goes to Yard House. Do you think it's going to go to Yard House, man?
No.
I don't think so either.
Okay, so as you're making the bend to River Park,
The old River Park Bend.
Right? Bend, Oregon?
There's a slight opening in between the buildings. And we see this, just a white banner with black text.
Okay.
Tap and cellar. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, that looks like a beer bar.
I saw two beer words.
I like words that I like. And so we went to River Park and did our business. And on the way back from River Park, we're like, hey, let's go see what that sign is. Let's just go.
can we please investigate that sign? Yeah. It looked promising.
So we make our way through the industrial district, the industrial park behind,
on the Bedfords.
And it's a new
mm-hmm.
craft beer bar.
Yep.
And soon to be wine bar. Also, they just had the beer on. This is how brand new it is. We were customer number two.
What?
That's how brand new this place is.
What?
And so it is, So Matt actually tweeted us this last week or text us. I don't know what you did, but kind of like, hey, there's something opening up soon, but I thought that was way off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out it's opening now.
Yep.
It's open and they had 30 taps, maybe 20, 30? 24 to 30 taps. I can't remember how many they had.
Yeah. I think it's mid 20s.
So it's fully stocked with beer already. They're trying to get the wine going. The wine's not going just yet. But
don't worry about it.
Modern Times, Faction, Revision.
Faction?
Some of you may remember Cole from Goldstein's. He'll be a familiar face up at that place. So.
Unfamiliar because he shaved off his epic beard and now is just a mustachio.
Well, he does that too.
Yeah.
But... he's known to get specialty beers, and now it's north of Herndon.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's on Bedford?
Mm-hmm.
He's by Pine and Palm?
You could see Pine and Palm from the parking lot.
Literally, it's across the street, kind of more towards the cul-de-sac, just a little bit.
Wow.
So it was crazy. So then we stopped for another couple beers.
Nice. So now I can go back and forth from Pine and Palm to this craft beer bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And not only that, it's almost as good as having a hardware store beer because you could have a beer on the way to the hardware store.
Yeah, to Lowe's, behind Lowe's.
Go get a Lowe's beer. Hey, Lowe's I'm going beer. To Lowe's. Why do you go to Lowe's all the time?
Oh, can I come with you?
No!
No!
Can't go!
Don't ruin my beer.
I gotta do some boring hardware store.
But yeah, they're going to be... 12 days a week. Sundays are like 8-ish.
12 days a week?
Wow, 12 days a week. That's pretty ambitious.
They're open at 12 some days of the week. But they're open 7 days a week. And I think Sunday's like 8. And I think it's like 10 the rest of the week. And Friday, Saturday's like midnight, 12:30. Wow. So yeah.
That's a weird, I mean, it makes sense. It's an area that makes sense for a brewery like Pine and Palm. I'm supposed to go to bed right now.
Yeah, gosh.
All right,
my phone's telling me to go to bed.
And podcast is over.
And podcast done. But it's an odd place for a bar, though, feels like. Industrial park.
Yeah, that's why I had to stop. I was like, what the hell's going on? Why is a bar in an industrial park? I thought they were going to have bottles to go. I thought it was like a wine warehouse or something. But it's actually you drink there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't drink it to go. But cool place, lots of old barnwood, wood tables.
Nice.
Industrial chic.
A little bit of a sports bar. They had lots of TVs of sports playing.
Sports ball.
They had TVs, had sports.
Had the sports ball on.
Got to see the cold room. I saw how all the taps are run.
Oh, did you approve?
You got the private tour?
Yeah, Boomer was there.
You're like, I'm in industry.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's part of it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So, got the tour. That's what I was getting to. Modern Times. Something.
Modern Times.
Stencil Crew.
Oh. Oh.
It's a hazy for you. Hazy nice. Bastards.
I want it.
Let's see.
Looking out for.
Let's get through this quick. So then. That was Friday. That was just Friday. Saturday, went to Eureka Burger.
Okay.
Decided not to drink at Eureka Burger, but we went to Pine and Palm. Had the raspberry Berliner Weiss.
Wait, you went to Pine and Palm twice?
No, just once.
Okay. So this is the first time that you went to Pine and Palm.
Right. We didn't go to Pine and Palm Friday. We went there Saturday.
Okay.
And that's when I found out about the anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a couple IPAs on. One's a hazy, one's a clear. Mm-hmm. But the Berliner was good. Had a little sample of the anniversary stout. It's still fermenting. Went home after that, had a Drake's Hopocalypse Green Label.
Question mark?
Question mark. That was a good one. And Popolo's Pizza, also North Fresno.
Popolo's.
Mm-hmm. Had a Drake's Denogonizer.
Nog it up, bro.
Fresh nugs.
Got some fresh nog.
Fresh nug. Oh man.
Oh man.
Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Alvarado Street.
Yes.
Why they have not even come close to touching a Pauly Shore reference? That's like the last thing from the '80s that they haven't done.
They're waiting. They're like, we can't do Pauly Shore. Once we do Pauly Shore,
it's over.
We're done.
It's like, might as well hang it up.
Yep.
Right?
Right?
Right? Nobody's ever done a Pauly Shore reference. Is that like...
Yeah, no, but new beer is called the Wheeze.
No Wheeze in the Juice?
Wheeze in the Juice. Oh, I'm going to search.
No, man.
I'm going to search for that.
Wheezing, no Wheezing the Juice.
Wait, I'm on Untappd now. Wheeze the...
Fresh nugs.
Juice. Let's see what happens. And
Biodome.
I am Somehow I am in venues. There's no venue called Wheeze the Juice, by the way, guys. There's a place called Skinny Slims in Oklahoma City. If you guys are in Oklahoma City, check out Skinny Slims.
Skinny Slims.
Dewey Beer Company made a beer called Where Is Pauly Shore?
All right, that counts.
Wait. Wheeze in the Juice from Grand Armory Brewing. And there's a Wheeze the Juice from Oso Brewing. Let's see where Grand Armory is.
Apparently, Pauly Shore played Tembler in Bakersfield on March 1st.
Wow.
Wow. Where is Grand Armory? The problem's finding where Grand Armory is, but there is a
Kashmir Rajneesh. Is it how many minutes for the burrito again?
2 minutes.
1 minute.
1 minute.
1.5 minutes. Ah, make up your melons. Is it 1 or 2?
1.5 minutes. Okay. Okay, my friend. Try and experience what I'm about to chirp in your lobes, okay, cool?
Dude, some classic Pauly Shore quotes.
Pack the cheeks and stuff the gills, okay? You're probably used to eating twigs, right? But out here in the U.S. of A, buddy, we got something called the four basic food groups. And Link, this is not one of them.
Oh.
Look at what we have here. Dairy group. Milk duds. You hide these under your pillow, bro, so your mom doesn't find them. If she does, you're tweaked, buddy. You keep on cruising. Fruit crew. Sweet tarts.
Okay. This is older.
Killer, buddy. So citrusy, dude, you'll freak. Keep on cruising. Hey, this is the vegetable group. Vegetable group. Oh, corn nuts. Oh, put them on a pedestal, bro. Look at that. Yeah.
Bro.
Bro.
Meat group. Come on. Take the meat group. These are my favorite. Oh. Hey, you gotta be equal. Equals. 50-50, yeah. Mm. Damn. Figures hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
2 minutes.
But you like that, right? Because you're a caveman. Cool, buddy. The beverage. I see, bro. This is what put this place on the map. Oh.
What are you doing, Mrs. Stoney? No, 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 you come to me. You come
to Mr. Stoney.
No, please.
Look, Kashmir Rajneesh, why don't you just chill?
No, but chill.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro, and we figure we's a little Jews.
No, we's in the Jews. We's the Jews. No, we's in the Jews. No, we's in the Jews.
It's worth it.
Worth it. That was worth 2 minutes.
That was worth it.
That was worth 2 minutes of your life.
Got the wheeze the juice. So people have made the beer, okay? Point being.
That's the point.
Wheeze juice. No wheeze the juice. Grand Armory Brewing, wherever the fuck they're wheeze from.
Wheeze the juice.
This week, I had some Easy Jack. It was like almost like I didn't even. It was almost untastable. It was just like, yep.
Almost untastable.
Well, it was just like. It was like generic beer taste.
Was that your Untappd review?
It's just not the Easy Jack I once knew and loved from 3 years ago.
Is that why it's going away?
Maybe.
Pale 31's.
Yeah, Pale 31's the one going away. Easy Jack's still there. The Firestone, the lager, the new one, the popular lager beer,
yes,
tasted like a lager.
Man.
I was like, I'm ready. This is going to get crazy. No, it tastes like a lager. Tauga Sequoia's General Sherman IPA had those new cans.
You had the can.
Yeah, the new 16-ouncers.
I have not had a can
yet. Oh, yeah. Special. It was very good. I had it while I was watching Homeland. Oh man, it's a great show. You should watch it if you don't watch it. If you don't have Showtime, I don't know. That's all the interesting beers I was caught drinking this past week of beer drinking, and that means what? What do you want now? More beer?
Go home.
We have all these beers. I have all the kinds of beers to choose from. And we also have
cheese. Is he saying cheese?
Cheese. It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some
Did you have an opinion on that EX1, Nick?
Liked it. I would not have bought it, but I'm glad I tried it.
Yay. So, Matt, you have some cheers.
Cheers out to Golden Gods. Keeping the lights on, making the show happen.
Yeah. Golden Gods.
Getting us here to Uber. I mean,
Golden Gods paid for some Ubers. They paid for these show beers.
Too kind.
They pay for
great people.
Treats for Louie.
They're good people. Louie treats, yeah. All Louie's dog food now is charged to the Golden Gods. All of it.
You're welcome.
Not really.
I know. That was a joke. Wait. I hear Mikey, but I don't see Mikey. What's going
to be the final beer of the episode? This is a big
deal. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
No, it's an easy choice. Stout.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if there's any stouts left in there.
Damn it. Who drank them all?
I'm real stouty.
Damn it, Louie. Did you drink all the stouts?
Oh, I'm going to get a freshie.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a hazy, isn't it? Well, cheers to Mikey for inventing the Beer Deprivator 3000.
Why did I invent
it? Yeah. You successfully partitioned off the beer fridge to thwart any attempts by visiting guests.
Yep. I had my mother-in-law's 70th birthday party we had here.
So you had to keep her out of the fridge, huh?
Yeah. So I'm like, there's going to be a lot of randos here.
Randos. Just
various people. And the past when we always host whatever holiday it is, we host it here because of various reasons, because we have a good hosting house and we have the child here. So, and what happens sometimes is random people will go in, like, you know, Becky be like, oh, the beer's out there. He has all kinds of beer. And then, you know, somebody will come in there and open the door and be like, oh, look at all these beers. And then we'll choose some beer that, you know, somebody gave us from, you know, halfway across the country, some $15 beer or something, and some random ass person will come in there, oh, I'll drink that. Psh, oh, it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so you find it sitting half
this
open.
This is not made for your opinion. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a good beer. And then I'm like, son of a bitch. So this time I'm like, it's not enough that it's marked. They're like, do not drink this shelf. This shelf is not for you, sir. I had to tape it off. I'm like, I'm going to tape it off. Physical barrier.
Yeah.
And it worked.
But
like, nobody got any of that beer.
Old school masking tape. Not even.
Yep.
Not painter's tape.
No. Just straight up masking.
Not Gorilla tape. Masking tape.
Yep. But I liked it because you could still see the beers in there.
Yeah.
So I could show them off. So I'm like, yeah.
Like a well-crafted.
Yeah, these are the beers that people send us. So.
Well-crafted Spider-Man's web.
Yep. It's on our Instagram.
Yes.
At Perfect4Pod.
Cheers to Bobby and Carly Boulier.
The Bouillets.
Bouillets.
Sacramento's Bouillets.
Ooh, I like that sound.
Oh man, I just got a whiff just from that can opening. That was nice. I'm gonna get me a clean glass.
Here. You know what? I have a last minute cheers.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. There's a new Instagram group going around town.
Group?
It's like a gang.
They're called the Fulton Street Sliders.
I'm guessing you're not talking about small hamburgers.
Is that another? No. Do we have a third soccer team now?
No. So there was a couple of gentlemen that happened to be very smart with the electronic spectrum of the world, with the computers and website making and, you know, marketing. And they found out that there's one of those stores on the Fulton that used to be the Fulton Mall, where you could buy slide-on faux leather slippers for for $2.99.
What?
And so they're now calling them the Fulton Street Sliders, and they're making quite the buzz.
Gotta give me some Fulton Street Sliders.
Yeah, bro.
So oh my gosh!
Make sure you follow that on Instagram. Let's make it a thing.
Fulton Street Sliders. This new beer we got on the show, oh my God, the aroma is insane.
Uh-oh. I got to get some then.
Going around left to right from on the podcast out from Novo Brewing, donated to the show by Kelly Hoosecraft. Kelly! Thank you, Kelly. The grapefruit. Novo Brewing.
Oh, it is grapefruit.
The grapefruit. Oh, man. This is crazy.
Is this where we flash back to 2013 when we were... ape shit for Sculpin.
For Sculpin, grapefruit Sculpin. Oh, man. This is better than grapefruit Sculpin. Sorry. This is a freshie, too. This is green and raw.
Have we cheers this one yet? Hazy Susan?
God damn it.
Who is that from?
This is our Instagram.
Oh, there's an Instagram called Hazy Susan. I thought it was a beer Susan. Name.
That's good.
Oh, Hazy Susan.
Cheers to Hazy Susan.
Cheers to Hazy Susan.
Way to go.
Way to be. Good choice of name. Name choice good.
Name choice good. And it's nothing but taster glasses in turnable tabletop furniture.
Hmm. Wow, really selling the whole
yes
bit.
Actually,
is it all hazy beers?
I don't know. You must find out.
All right, Hazy Susan. Look it up on Instagram. With all your cheers?
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. Cheers to Roger. Good to see him again. I haven't been there for a while.
Yeah, I need to go. Roger, if you're listening, I don't think he listens anymore. But
oh, he knows you've only been one time ever.
During the week's pretty much impossible for me to
do
stuff.
He's open Saturdays now.
I know. Now that he's open Saturdays, now it's going to happen.
And it was,
but the past couple of times, it's difficult. You'd understand if you were here,
yeah,
Roger. Okay.
It was interesting though, because it was St. Patrick's Day, also the opening, the inaugural football club game,
mm-hmm,
in Fresno. So downtown was nuts. We tried to go to Hot PK, and we got down there and go, "What the hell's going on?" Like, completely forgot that there's a soccer game happening.
Yeah, you gotta stop going downtown. Go to River Park where no one's at.
Nobody was at. We walked.
You know who didn't forget? Me.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Oh, you know, 1,600 people before 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. That's your job.
Yeah,
yeah. No, so we watched the football game at Pine and Palm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. All games are being broadcast by Fox 26.
CW 59.
Well, it's the same company.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's actually but on 59.
You're on the station.
So
we know Kopey was there. We know.
Kopey!
You got to see Kopey.
Fox got the rights
and now
to it, and they're
the
broadcasting
great day
it on.
10-day
so are they going to be
broadcast.
Zorro 26 when they play, when they broadcast a game?
Yeah, well, Nick from Fox Sports is doing the pre-shows from Tioga. You would know that if you watched it.
No. Why? Sports? No.
Sports ball. These guys are so into sports, man. Yeah. They just lose me. These Donna brothers.
So weird.
God, you guys. Yeah. You and your sports. Is that all? Wait. Where
yes,
are we at good here? All right,
you
Nick,
go, you go.
You're cool? We're
you
all
go
cool?
Now. Mikey,
all
top cool four. Go.
I would also like to chime in on the Golden Gods of the Perfect Four. They donate money to the show every month. They're awesome. Yes. Patreon.com/Perfect Four. Patreon's a great website. They enable creatives to have their fans donate money to them, and you can give out little extras as a bonus for being a Golden God. Like, you get to hear the tailgate. It's a big feature. Big feature item.
Big time.
You can hear the tailgate and other various things as well.
Yep. You get to comment your feelings in gift form in our Perfect Porum.
Yes. You also get invited to the private Facebook group known as the Porum.
They did not let me down.
Yes. Porum's doing great. Great things. So cheers to everyone at the Porum, and cheers to also the Big Game J21, Big Game James, Rad Mike again, Michael, if you want to follow Mike, Michael Rad Z1 at Z-I-W-O-N, Michael Rad Z1. And to Jinx Baby 1508, a.k.a. Marcus, the Stephen Sheffer 8, and everybody that talks about the show and shares the show on their own social media. That's what really helps us. Subscribing to the show and just talking about the show with your beer friends. These are just things you can do for us, and we really appreciate it. And we appreciate all the support of the show, mm-hmm, and sitting through all our zanies, all our zaniness. Occasional information, because we like to have fun, because beer is fun, and we like to have fun. At Perfect Pour Pod on all social media, at Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
The Nick 80.
Word up.
Mikey Top Pour. And by the way, I am starting a blog, MikeyTopPour.com. Very quietly right
what,
now.
Are you bored? You need more stuff
I'm
to
just
do.
Bored. I only have... I'm only ignoring a bunch of other things. I might as well add another thing to ignore. Yeah, so I plan on posting my baseball opening day schedule.
Oh, yeah.
So for the Thursday, so if you want to participate with me, I'm going to put that on my new blog that doesn't have, as we speak, doesn't have anything, but hopefully in the next couple of days, we'll have a post up at MikeyTopPour.com. So if you want to, you know, if you're a baseball nerd like me, it's going to take the whole day off to watch baseball.
I am not a nerd, and I still like following you on that day.
All right. Come on over, man.
Yeah.
Come on over. Anyone that knows me knows where we're at here. You can come on by.
I like watching you start
I'll have the wiffle ball up in the driveway. You can play some wiffle ball and watch some baseball.
Oh, it's 11:30. What's he drinking now? Oh, it's 12:30.
He's already fucked up.
Oh, he's passed out.
He's passed out. 2 o'clock. That's when I pass out.
I wouldn't come over here because he's probably not going to be wearing pants while he's watching baseball.
Well, probably not. If you can't handle pantsless people watching baseball, then don't come over.
Pantsless baseball.
Thanks for listening.
I'm the only one home. I don't need pants.
To the perfect, that's right. Perfect, it's my private property. I've been pants since my womb.
If I don't have to wear pants, I'm not going to wear pants.
Get the sheriff's office.
Get that whirly bird out of here.
Put some pants on.
Get your whirly bird out of here. This is my airspace. I paid for this airspace right here.
The neighbors can see you. Please put on pants.
They don't care about my pants.
You already checked your mail 4 times today, sir.
I'm checking it again.
Amazon's coming.
No, the police don't know how many times I've checked my mail. Quote, unquote, check my mail. I'm just checking my mail.
Waiting for that Amazon.
I don't know. Sometimes on Sunday, the post office come and give me a package. You never know. Woo! Hey, Purple Boar. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check your dates.
Be safe. Or don't.
Sports.
No, do.